Oppenheimer already seemed to be searching for an earthly detachment. He wished, in other words, to be engaged as a scientist with the physical world and yet detached from it. He was not seeking to escape to a purely spiritual realm. He was not seeking religion. What he sought was peace of mind. The Gita seemed to provide precisely the right philosophy for an intellectual keenly attuned to the affairs of men and the pleasures of the senses. One of his favorite Sanskrit texts was the Meghaduta, a poem that discusses the geography of love from the laps of naked women to the soaring mountains of the Himalayas. "The Meghaduta I read with Ryder," he wrote Frank, "with delight, some ease, and great enchantment." Yet another of his favorite parts of the Gita, the Sakatatrayam, contains these fatalistic lines: "Vanquish enemies at arms. Gain mastery of the sciences and varied arts. You may do all this, but karma's force alone prevents what is not destined and compels what is to be."